When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Surprise! It's not Sal Licata. It's Pete Hoffman filling in for Sal Licata this evening as we just got back from the New York Ranger game. As the Rangers take a 2-0 series win over the Capitals, and they'll be heading down to D.C. with a nice 4-3 victory. Now, it was not as dominant as I think a lot of fans think. This Capitals series, the Rangers are the better team. They are the more dominant team. They have the more elite goal scorers. Ovechkin's doing nothing right now. They just have a better team overall. They are the best team in the NHL going into the season. Going into the playoffs. But I will tell you this much. There are some hiccups that I see going on right now. First of all, what to do with Matt Rempe. I love Matt Rempe. I love his energy. I love his toughness. But is he an asset on the ice right now? That is a good question. Because on the ice, he's really... I know he scored the first goal of the series, but that is a rarity. That is not going to happen often. What do we expect Matt Rempe to really do going forward? If he's taking cheap penalties, if he's not really being the enforcer, he's not really doing much else. And that's going to cause issues. With the Capitals, you could see that the Rangers are just elite compared to them. But when it comes down to the Panthers, when it comes down to the Hurricanes, and some of these other scrappier teams, yeah, an enforcer is nice, but you need to have someone that's going to do more than just be a bully out there. You need someone that's going to be able to stick handle properly. You need to have more scoring, more elite scorers. And I just don't know if Matt Rempe is going to be the guy to do it. Now, I understand that Filippito may be returning sooner than later. They're trying to figure out who to bring in and who to take off. I mean, they're talking about Roslovic, and he's the guy who lit the lamp today. So I don't know if that's the guy that you want to take off for Filippito if and when he does come back. But the point is this series is supposed to be an easy series for the Rangers. And in two games, first game was, yeah, pretty easy. But going into today, it was not as easy finishing 4-3. Now, I understand the refs are not on the Rangers side. The refs are just all over the place. You go to game one where the entire first period, whistles are blown left and right. And then, meanwhile, today, you miss a high stick on Panarin, who gets it to the face and nothing. I mean, you probably could have got a 4-minute because I'm not sure if he's bleeding or whatever, but he took a stick to the face and nothing was called. There was a bad play on Mika. They didn't call it. You know, obviously, they're going for Trouba. They're going for Kreider. They're making some poor calls. You know, secondary calls that they're getting as you know, players are getting between Carson and Wilson, always getting under someone's skin, and then we get the brunt of it. We get the penalty after a retaliation, and that, to be honest with you, that's going to be the break of it. But again, when it comes down to goal scorers, the Rangers have it. Mika can light the lamp. You can see why. I mean, Panarin didn't get on the score sheet today. He didn't score, but you understand why Panarin and Zibanejad are so good, and why they can score at any point in the game. It was nice to see Keandre Miller get a shorthanded goal, which was very impressive, which was much needed. But it was way too close. That can't happen again. It can't. And now going to Washington, you need to. They need to sweep. That's all it comes down to. The New York Rangers, to be successful, to take a deep run in the playoffs, they need to sweep the series or maybe make it a five-game series. But you cannot go a deep six, seven games in the first round with the Washington Capitals. Just can't happen. That's the first thing. But overall, a victory is a victory. It's a good way. They won. They didn't go to overtime. So that's that in itself is a good win. So and the Rangers are winning 2-0. Going to the series, going to Washington, up 2-0. Win one more game, come back home. It'll be great. Now, let's get to the New York Yankees. They find a way to win. Anthony Rizzo, big home run, two-run home run, very important. Giancarlo Stanton with a two-run double as well. But four runs in the first inning, and that's it. That is a problem. When is the Yankee offense going to show up? You can't tell me in 17 innings versus the Oakland A's, you get four runs that all come from one inning. That is an issue, okay? We keep on saying this. There's something wrong, and it's been consistent now. It's been going on for a couple of years where the Yankees' batting average is one of the lowest in the league. Now, listen, it's just continuously dipping right now. It's not the lowest, but it's getting there. That's a concern. And it's not just Judge. And Judge, I know, had a better day today. He opened up. He got a double. So his batting average is back to 180. I mean, we're not sitting here saying it's groundbreaking. He got a piece of a ball. He looked okay. But he didn't strike out, which is a positive. Because we're sick and tired of seeing him strike out 2-3 times a game. But that's still not good enough. You get five hits. That's not good enough. Marcus Stroman, decent outing. 9 strikeouts and 5 1/3. The bullpen was phenomenal. Caleb Ferguson, who came over from the Dodgers in free agency, but came over from the Dodgers last year, finally had a decent outing. Went an inning, strikeout, no runs, no hits, no nothing, and that's a positive. But you can't be playing this tight versus the Oakland A's. That is something that, again, unacceptable. That is what this podcast is. It's an unacceptable Tuesday. I'll tell you that much. Even though there was two victories, still unacceptable. It needs to be better. And then, of course, the lowly, lowly New York Mets now, as they've lost three in a row. Luis Severino goes four no-hit innings, and you feel good about it. And then all of a sudden, the fifth inning comes around, and just these little dink and dunks, and that's it. And next thing you know, whether it's McNeil, not being the best left fielder in the world, whatever the case is, that's how the first hit came in, but everything was just these little blips and blaps. And next thing you know, the Mets are down 3-0 going into the sixth inning. And nothing really happened. And Severino didn't pitch terribly at all, but no offense. That's the key today, is no offense. It's like the Mets go to San Francisco every year and they beat up on the Dodgers. So they take that as like a win. And then they just leave, and they go, San Francisco, who cares? Nobody. Adrenaline dump. We got our wins. We won the series in L.A. San Francisco, I don't care. Well, that's a problem because, this is three losses in a row, but three in which they're all no-shows. They could shell 10-0 on Sunday versus Tyler Glass now. Yesterday versus Wynn. Again, they got two runs and one towards the end, which was disgusting. And then again today, I mean, besides Pete Alonso's home run, the last three games, they've scored two runs in the ninth inning off of, relievers that are whatever. Like, Duvall's great, but he couldn't find the plate yesterday. Today, Rogers was having issues. I mean, it wasn't like you're talking one realistic run. A home run by Pete Alonso in three games. That is disgusting. Now, it's the West Coast. I understand it. It's San Francisco. It's not as beautiful as it once was. But that is a major issue. And listen, we understand the Mets aren't all this good. We understand the Mets weren't going to be this team that was going to go on this amazing run and take the NL East, but you can't look this pathetic when you lose games. You got to look better. And to have three runs in three games, two of which came in the ninth inning when you're losing by five. It's not a good look. So they got to get back on board. Good luck tomorrow with Blake Snell. Listen, Blake Snell's nothing to, you know, he's been terrible all season long so far. You got to find a way to break into Blake Snell. And if not, it's going to be a rough Wednesday for the Mets. But overall, listen, positives, the Rangers won. Positives, the Yankees won. It's not bad, but need to be better. Otherwise, things can. I don't trust the Rangers going into deep into other series. Listen, I love the Rangers. I need to see better from them. I need to see better from the Yankees offense. Pitching was okay. Mets, it's just like a waste of a series right now. But that's the West Coast for you. All right. Well, thank you for listening to and joining for another episode of WFAN Daily Live. Filling in for Pete Hoffman, filling in for Sal Licata. You just, if you want to, follow at HoffWFAN. That's my social media. And you can always check us out or like, subscribe, follow, whatever button it is that you want to follow this podcast, please do. And you can always check me out tomorrow with the boys, Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on WFAN. I will see you guys tomorrow.